1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Former President Trump, who's making another White House bid, facing a special counsel probe into a trove of classified documents retrieved from his Florida estate. Sources say federal prosecutors have a new audio recording of the former president, acknowledging he kept a classified document after leaving office. Here's ABC's Pierre Thomas.
It's obviously something that's potentially critical in establishing what was Trump's state of mind. Did he know that the documents that he took were in fact classified? And did he have a sense that they should not be shared? That is what our sources are telling us, that the special counsel seems to be locked in on establishing the former president's state of mind.
Senate lawmakers have 4 days to finalize a bill to raise the debt limit before it defaults on its loans. Vote could take place tonight. In Canada, raging wildfires in Nova Scotia are taxing fire crews. Smoke from the fires drifting into the U.S., creating hazy skies in the northeast. This is ABC News. Ukraine's leader makes another appeal to join NATO.
The Ukrainian president has taken his quest for more arms and support to a sprawling summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova. There, he again spoke of his desire for NATO membership.
In summer, in Vilnius, at the NATO summit, the clear invitation to membership for Ukraine is needed, and the security guarantees on the way to NATO membership are needed.
But under NATO rules, no country can be admitted if it's engaged in ethnic or external territorial disputes, both of which Ukraine's embroiled in. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
First-time jobless claims ticked upward last week, but only by 2,000 to 232,000. Analysts say the increase was smaller than expected. Uruguay is on the verge of a water crisis, officials subsidizing bottled water because they say the country will run out in 10 days. Low rainfall and high temperatures triggering an historic drought over the last year. Andy Field, ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Liney's and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnair. Here's what you need to know. The teenager who was arrested in April carrying a gun outside of Waukesha North High School made his first court appearance this week. Now 18-year-old Ashel Ali, charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety, bail-jumping felony, resisting an officer, and endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. At the time of his arrest, police say Ali was carrying a semi-automatic rifle with 30-round capacity magazine. He had a pillowcase over his head with the eyes cut out. The investigation continues after a car-van crash on a highway near Richland in Barron County earlier this week. A van carrying 10 people was struck by a car carrying 4 teenagers. 2 people were killed, 3 others were flown from the scene in critical condition. I'm Jane Natnair. This is Civic Media News.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Thursday, June 1st. A lot of stuff going on in June. Dom and I both celebrate our birthdays in June. We're Geminis.
Yeah, happy birthday month, Crudy.
I know, I'm looking forward to it. It's like 2 weeks out, but still, you got to start gearing up, right?
You got to wind up, and they got to, you know, soft landing. It takes the whole month.
And your beautiful Mrs. Steffi has a birthday in June. And
yes.
Our pal Roxanne, the senior VP of Civic Media, she's a Gemini, also June birthday.
And your buddy, the former guy, Donald Trump, has a birthday in June as well.
He shares a birthday with you on Flag Day, right? June 14th?
He sure does.
844-967-2789. Oh, no! I just saw the video. Joe Biden falling at the Air Force Academy graduation. Sort of a somber ceremony, and then Joe took a tumble on the stage. Nothing too bad. Uninjured, the current president... But a bit of an embarrassing moment.
You ever trip and fall, man. I saw you do that in Texas. Don't worry about it. I mean, people trip and fall. What are you going to do?
I did it right in the middle of a street in Texas, man. I could have been a speed bump that day. I've done it before. I'm just saying.
Also, you know, at Summerfest, trying to jump over a stone wall.
Well, that was entirely different. That was actually a very athletic, nearly athletic act gone sadly and entirely
terribly wrong.
Should I tell the story? We were on Water Street, right? We're Party Street in Milwaukee.
We're just walking out of the Summerfest grounds.
Well, there was a 3 foot high, I would say 3 foot high, stone thing. And I was And I was wearing sandals, like rubber sandals with a rubber sole and an open toed. And I jumped up, you know, and I was young and athletic then. I was in my 20s still, a buff guy. And on the way up, the sandal lip caught underneath this stone thing. And I went up.
What you mean is you didn't actually catch enough air is really what you mean.
I think I had plenty of air, but on the way up, because here's what happened. I continued to rise, and then that rubber thing like created a rebound effect and just slammed my ass on the ground, because it wasn't like I just tripped. It was kept rising to the rubber band effect and then thrown hard on the ground. But to my credit, and, you know, to the credit of my youthful athleticism, I did like the Calvin and Hobbes. I like rolled on the ground, stood up, and did. Yeah, I meant to do that.
Yeah, jump.
And
up.
A lot of people honked at me, didn't they, Dan?
Yeah, it was Summerfest, the end. You know, it's tough getting out of the ground. Sometimes cars were backed up on all the streets, so everybody saw Crudy's action. Not quite like Joe Biden. So what do you think, man?
I fall often. Me, personally, I think I would make a poor public official because I would fall off a stage.
That's the only reason why you would make a poor public official.
Well, that's the primary reason. Yeah. Inability to make public appearances without tripping and falling and making a spectacle of myself.
Yes. But, of course, Mitch McConnell fell recently, did some time in rehab, man. He fell hard, hurt himself bad, had a concussion. Had issues. You know, he's out and healthy, thankfully, right? I guess. And Donald Trump apparently had to take a swipe. You know, talked about his walking down the ramp so gingerly.
Even if you have to tiptoe, because of course people made fun of Donald Trump for walking so gingerly down the ramp. You know what comes to mind? Of course, I've fallen and I can't get up. 844-967-2789. So. Have they passed this debt limit through the U.S. Senate? Because the House, and I got to tell you, I'm actually surprised at the success of Kevin McCarthy. It's going to cost him his speakership, I suspect. But
why do you think that?
Well, as party,
the majority of the Republicans voted for it. He didn't break that rule.
Oh, his caucus is calling for scalps right now, Dom. His specifically, they're building the gallows.
Hang Mike Pence?
Hang Kevin McCarthy. 844.
I don't see it. You think they're going to come down with a vote and this is going to happen? I don't see that coming.
Well, the vote's coming at some point. Real quick, here in the state of Wisconsin, then we'll get to the phones. The House contingent approves the debt ceiling deal with most Wisconsin Republicans voting yes and Democrats voting no. When you say Democrats, that means Pocan and Gwen Moore. Dominic, the House passed legislation Wednesday evening to temporarily suspend the nation's debt ceiling and avert a potential default as a majority of Wisconsin's delegation backed the effort despite opposition and uneasiness from several members. Now, this puts the debt ceiling off, my understanding, Dom, till January 1st of 2025. And regardless of the presidential outcome, you're in a lame duck. Everyone knows what the outcome of the election is. So there's lower stakes. It's actually brilliant timing, I think. But anyways, both the state's House Democrats, that's again Pocan and our girl Gwen Moore, voted against the bipartisan bill that would suspend the nation's borrowing cap for 2 years in exchange for cuts to domestic programs. And Republican U.S. Rep. Tom Tiffany, who opposed the move, U.S. Rep. Scott Fitzgerald ultimately joined the rest of the state's House Republicans in supporting the legislation after reassurances from his conference that the bill cuts spending. Someone do the math and tell Fitzy what's up. Here, and these aren't my tea leaves, but a Republican friend of mine, Todd Alba, well, recovered Republican, host of the Todd Alba Show, here's what he reads from the Wisconsin delegation vote. A, Tom Tiffany voted against, right? Well, let's start with the Democrats. The two Democrats, Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, had the luxury of voting no on this legislation. But I strongly suspect...
Define that. Why is that a luxury?
Because their votes were irrelevant. The margins were sufficient. They had the votes, right? They didn't need the Pocan vote or the Gwen Moore vote. So they could be righteously indignant as good progressives and not vote for this because, you know, we should have never negotiated with terrorists. So they still get to stand their principled ground. But I suspect, and I think Todd expressed earlier today on his show, that if they would have needed those votes, if Hakeem Jeffries had made the call, if they'd have been whipped in the direction, I think they probably would have voted yes if push came to shove. Tom Tiffany, the flip side of that equation, the only Republican no vote, this, of course, a vote against Speaker McCarthy. Now, why would Tom Tiffany be voting no?
Well, here's what Tiffany said. Quote, Congress cannot keep mortgaging the future of our children and grandchildren. Wisconsinites sent me to Congress to shrink Washington and grow the American economy, and this bill failed to meet the moment.
That sounds like a precursor to a guy's senatorial campaign launch, doesn't it, Don?
Do tell.
Well, the vote, if there are tea leaves to be read from these votes, the vote of Tom Tiffany might be a little tell that Tom Tiffany wants to oppose. He's already bought the URLs. I mean, this is not news here in the state of Wisconsin that Tom Tiffany is publicly conjecturing a run against Tammy Baldwin. So the fact that he makes this vote, I think, is above and beyond just being toxic Tom. Because if you're simply going to serve in the Congress, don't you want your leverage in the caucus? Don't you want to back the speaker? I mean, unless you're a real head, it would make more sense for Grothman to oppose.
But
some sort of freedom caucus.
And I don't necessarily disagree, knowing what we know publicly about Tom Tiffany and his, at least, researching whether or not he wants to run against Senator Baldwin. But couldn't Tom Tiffany also take that righteous indignation path that you say Polk and Moore took? He knows the votes are there. And hell, if he wants to, he could have voted if it came down to it. Maybe he would have voted for it if it was the deciding vote on his end. But he has the same luxury, I would contend, as Moore and Polk.
Well, he is the party in power, and he voted against his own party's delivered negotiated settlement with the president. So Kevin McCarthy, his leader of his caucus, again, he's the majority caucus, said, here's our deal. Get in line. And Tom said, nah, I have higher aspirations probably. So therefore, I can disregard the will of the speaker because I ain't going to be working here next year anyways. Right? He's not worried about losing committee assignments or things of that nature. It is my understanding, if you're running for federal office, although I do recall that Paul Ryan ran for vice president and was able to retain his congressional seat on the same ticket, right? But I don't think you can run for two concurrent legislative races. So, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not like you know. Maybe Google knows. But I don't think you can run for the Congress and the U.S. Senate concurrently. I think he'd have to give up his congressional seat. And Gallagher, the often mentioned, the golden boy of the Republican Party. He's this up-and-comer here in the state of Wisconsin. He's got the military background. And for a minute there, he stood up to Donald Trump, at least on January 6th.
Just a brief shining moment. It was all downhill from there.
Well, it has been all downhill from there. And he, of course, got this plum committee assignment, apparently some China-related thing. So he ain't ruffling feathers because he voted yes. He's not trying to distinguish himself. He voted yes, probably the same way Tammy Baldwin may ultimately vote on this legislation. So he's not probably going to go out there and carve himself out, give up that committee chairmanship, that gavel, that subpoena power, potentially. He's not going to give all that up for the chance to get his ass handed to him by Tammy Baldwin. But there's a guy out there, Tom Tiffany, staring in the mirror right now. He's saying, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. I got to vote no on this. Because screw that Kevin McCarthy. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
So a vote to put the nation into default is going to be his campaign slogan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was Ron Johnson's position. Ron's a firm no on this. He doesn't say what the alternative would be, but he's a firm no. Come back with us. You better be a firm yes. More Devil's Advocates, your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. The Happier Happy Hour.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBS. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 87. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows around 59. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mid-80s, Saturday turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, lows level off around 59 tonight, a high of 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 90.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm not quite done with all my Googling. I'm trying to decipher, could Tom Tiffany theoretically run for Senate and also be on the ballot as a congressperson? I see varying answers from history professors and others, so I'll do a little more reading while you people are talking. Dom will be listening. I'll be Googling. And we'll pull it off because that's what we do here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Ebone lightly screens them. You talk. Dom listens. Crudy Googles. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You can't run for two offices at once. That's my thought on it. But what is his Oscar might change their jingle now for their meat product? It used to be the Oscar Mayer jingle. We all remember it. But the whole world would love to be in love with us if we were an Oscar Mayer wiener. But so. And
you're going back, man. I mean, we played the jingle in the last hour, but that wasn't the one. The OSC MEYER, right? That's what I remember, Mark.
Yeah, that's another one. But and then there was the Armor Hot Dog one. That what kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dogs? But I'm a little older than you guys, so I can remember some advertising from before your time. But I just don't see a jingle going along with Frank that. And maybe I didn't. You know, I was kind of a bit tricks in between there on that.
If you gave me a 3-minute break, I could come up with a jingle that rhymed with Frank. Frank's an easy one, Mark. Come on, Frank. You got it. Rhymes with tank and bank and spank and
bank and. Sure. All the kids want to be singing about Frank and Spank. I mean, come on.
Getting spanked, yeah.
Spank that Frank.
So. Oh, no. Do not lick the Wienermobile. That's what they say. Hey, thanks. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
The changing of the Wienermobile to the Frankmobile, while I certainly can appreciate the nostalgia, hell, man, like you said, the jingles have changed over time, but it's just part of life, man. And what I'm not going to do is, like the Republicans get all mad when, a beer company or a clothing company becomes, too inclusive. That's divisive if you're too inclusive. If you don't like the Wienermobile or you like the Frankmobile or vice versa, just grab a Clements then, or maybe a Johnsonville.
Well, that was the plan all along, man. You singers? 844-967-2789. Julie from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF, I suspect. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. See, I wanted to talk to your listeners about something. We all know what's going on with the cutting of food support, but not all the facts. I want people to know that everybody in America that has had EBT or food support, previously called food stamps, everybody has had the account, the amount of money cut by approximately 35%. This is before they kick people off or make people work that previously have not had to work. And the reason this has happened, it's happened already, it happened about first part of April, the money for COVID, the so-called extra money, ran out. And so people have been getting extra food support money, extra EBT, because of COVID. And that money ran out. Now, you didn't really notice the raise. You did at first, and it was very helpful. But with the crazy rising food prices that we've had, everybody knows about that, it was like it was not noticeable. So that's happened already. And I know this is going to go down. Obviously, this is part of the Republican plan to attack the poor. I realize it's going to go down and get signed. But I don't think people are thinking about the fact the increased traffic at the food shelf. Now, there's a church about six blocks from me, and they're an official site. This isn't, you know, money from the church. This is an official site that gives out food to people that qualify. People line up, guys, at 5:30 in the morning. They don't open until 10:15. And so if you're a senior, if you're young and disabled, if you're not fast on your feet, you can't go there and stand around for four bleeping hours, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how things are now, specifically in Minneapolis. I presume it's pretty common around the country. So what's going to happen is our overcrowded food shelves are going to get much, much worse. And our governor, at least, Governor Walsh, has approved $4 million to give to the food shelves, which is probably better than a lot of states. It probably still isn't going to be enough. But I do want people to know that people on food support have already suffered a cut of about 35% because of the COVID money. So, I mean, it's not a happy, dappy topic to talk about, but I just wanted to get some of the facts out there.
Julie, appreciate your contribution. 844-967-2789. The one thing I would say about SNAP benefits, food benefits being given to any American, you're talking about feeding someone. I mean, food. You're talking about giving them sustenance. That is different in every sort of way, in my opinion, Dom, and I realize there's a cost associated with the production of the food. But you're talking about feeding someone. Who's getting over by eating the nacho cheese or whatever it is that they now provide, the big block.
You know, and any of the money they're going to save around the edges with this deal will be overshadowed by the myriad of Republican tax cuts over the years.
Of course, there's always more money for weaponry, Dom.
Well, you know, the New York Times is reporting right now GOP demands for more Pentagon money, slow debt limit bill in the Senate. So there's always money for, you know, their priorities.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. Make us your priority, would you please? 844-967-2789. Your calls could be next.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Former President Trump, who's making another White House bid, facing a special counsel probe into a trove of classified documents retrieved from his Florida estate. Sources say federal prosecutors have a new audio recording of the former president, acknowledging he kept a classified document after leaving office. Here's ABC's Pierre Thomas.
It's obviously something that's potentially critical in establishing what was Trump's state of mind. Did he know that the documents that he took were in fact classified? And did he have a sense that they should not be shared? That is what our sources are telling us, that the special counsel seems to be locked in on establishing the former president's state of mind.
Senate lawmakers have 4 days to finalize a bill to raise the debt limit before it defaults on its loans. Vote could take place tonight. In Canada, raging wildfires in Nova Scotia are taxing fire crews. Smoke from the fires drifting into the U.S., creating hazy skies in the Northeast. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A man accused of drugging and robbing women he met on dating apps wants to represent himself in court. Timothy Olson appeared in Milwaukee County Court this week on a charge he stole money from a 79-year-old woman. Olson faces charges in Racine County, too, and he's under suspicion for the death of a woman from South Milwaukee. An investigative report finds there is little the state can do about anti-LGBTQ plus policies when schools cite their religious beliefs as justification. Sheboygan Lutheran High School, for one, has a policy more than 1,000 words long that points to biblical teachings as the basis for its anti-transgender policies. Wisconsin Watch found at least 17 other voucher schools which get state taxpayer money take similar stances. In sports, the Brewers beat Toronto last night 4-2. Rubber match this afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Thursday, June 1st, rolling through the happier happy hour. Your calls, they're welcome here, 844-967-2789. And for the record, Dom, there may be no prohibition on running for both the Congress and the U.S. Senate concurrently in the state of Wisconsin. There are some states that explicitly allow running for two offices. They include New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, West Virginia, and Hawaii. And I think there are some states that specifically say you can't run for like two offices at once. You can't run for a state office and a federal office concurrently.
Unless you're Florida and you change the law because DeSantis wants to run for president.
Well, let's not forget, in the state of Wisconsin, Paul Ryan ran for the vice president, right? Mitt Romney's skinny penciled neck co-pilot, and won re-election to the House of Representatives and went on to become Speaker of the House shortly thereafter. 5 years thereafter, but, you know, shortly. Political terms. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appletown. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm not here to talk about whether you can run or not. I'm here to congratulate you guys on the expansion of your wonderful civic media network. I hope you finally came that whole day when I get to hear some news up in Eagle River.
Well, there's some support coming soon. It might be on a country stick, Jim, but it'll get to Eagle River. It'll bring you your Packers, your Brewers, and soon your Milwaukee Bucks. But our Northwoods talkers, I mean, the Northwoods are enormous, Jim. The Northwoods talk sticks will not get all the way to Eagle River, unfortunately.
Oh, well, we're making progress. Man, I'm sure there'll be more coming.
Get, Jim. Well, give them real news up there, Jim. We're going to, I'll guarantee you this, Fox News will be gone. All the national news will come from credible sources, let's say ABC or CBS, and we will bring you state-level news, local news, journalism right here in the great state of Wisconsin. That's the commitment, Jim. That's why the network's being built. The next round is to connect through the journalism being done in the local communities, through covering high school sports, all that kind of stuff, Jim, all that, you know, elbow grease stuff that people do, and that makes them beloved in their communities as a media outlet.
The people used to do, I think people have kind of gotten away from.
Yeah, people. Well, Jim, there's not a lot of reporters left in the world. I don't know if you'd seen, and maybe you don't care, but Gannett, the big newspaper chain, runs the USA Today,
yeah,
runs the
not
Journal
my
Sun.
Favorite.
Well, they're going on strike Monday. So what little journalism comes out of the state of Wisconsin in its current form? The biggest one is going on strike Monday, the writers thereof, at least those that are union represented and, you know, march the picket line.
And what I've heard from listening to all the various stations on the app, which I'm looking forward to surfing the app a whole lot next week when you've got all your new programming going, you're picking up some good journalists there for yourselves. And you've got good internet sources. And they're not all one-sided. And I like that. That's good. You guys are doing great. Keep
well, Jim, wait till we change the lineup. Then I'll get the hate calls and the hate emails. There are some minor adjustments being made to the lineup Monday. We're going to roll out some new shows. Jim, if you like what you're hearing right now, wait till Monday. Because the Maggie Dawn Show is relaunching. Maggie Dawn, 6 p.m. Greatest lead-in ever. And then our friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel Maggie Dawn, a frequent guest on this program. Maggie's going to kill it. She is very, very good. Some would say perhaps more talented.
Award-winning.
Takes two of us to beat one of her. Let's just put it that way. And thought pretty much anything.
Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Maggie's, it would have Maggie's to be two of us to fight Maggie in a fair fight.
Right. Thanks for the call, Jim, and for the very kind words. You know, that, I think that's one thing that maybe is, I don't think about it as much when we talk about, you know, the expansion and these is radio stations and civic media and all, is the actual effort to be putting forward for these journalists to go out and collect and report on literally local news. And in order to do that, you got to have someone on the ground. You got to have someone there, someone getting up and getting paid to go out and cover events. And that is also a huge commitment.
Well, and the other big commitment being made by Sage and Civic Media, 3 times a day, we've always done little 1 minute local news updates, but we're going to roll out a 3-time-a-day comprehensive anchored newscast, 8 o'clock in the morning, high noon, and 5 o'clock. So during the 5 to 5:06 break, yeah. Running up to the devil's.
We're on at 5 o'clock.
We're going to have a live anchored newscast at the top of the 5 o'clock hour starting on Monday. And this is not a little 1 minute. This is going to be like a 6 minute cast. And at noon, it's going to be 13 minutes. And we've got reporters, guys like Mike Clemens. I sat through the dress rehearsal today. We got some very talented journalists. We got a meteorologist in Brittany Berlow. Mike Clemens is you know, between the Brewer games, well, the Bucks are done, so he's got a break there. But he'll be heading off to Packer training camp very, very soon. But the report last night, he's got this Miller kid from Wisconsin. And, you know, not only did he bring us good baseball last night in postgame coverage, Brewers did lose today, unfortunately, 3-1 to the Royals. But Mike Clements also found the local kid. You know, the local kid made good. So even if you don't care about the sports, you're like, oh, man, that kid's from Wisconsin.
Right.
And he just made it big in the big leagues, and he had a big, big hit and helped the Brewers win last night. I am so excited about this greater effort because it's not just about, you know, putting the super coolest radio show ever out in these communities. It's about giving them the news. And I'm going to tell one more quick story, and then we're going to the phones. 844-967-2789. I'm sure I've told you this, Tom. But the former owner of the radio station in Amory, Wisconsin, we now have it call sign WLAK, 1260 AM, and it's playing our voices right now. And the former owner of the station said thank you, and he's a conservative. But he has been so appreciative of the fact that, A, we give a damn about his local community. Someone's providing a local media outlet in his town. Yeah. B, he gets news, and news from the state of Wisconsin. Because there's big chunks in the Minneapolis out market, as they call it. They don't even get news from Wisconsin. We used to live in La Crosse. We used to have to cover news on both sides of the river. You know, you get sick of hearing about what they're doing in Minneapolis in some places. No offense to you on hold, Matt. But, you know, if you live in Amory, most of your news comes from Minneapolis. Right. Well, guess what? Now we give them Wisconsin news. And starting Monday, we've got a comprehensive report 3 times a day. And the town call. The town call, this is a very exciting product. And I'm not going to tell you, but we stole this from the BBC 5. But if our callers, and you got to earn your right on this product, the town call, it's like a noon hour. You can respond to the headlines of the day, but it will be a moderated conversation between callers. I think this is very innovative. We'll find out if it's embraced by our audience soon, Dom. Right. But you represent your hometown. You represent your region of the state. You represent your ideology. And there will be conservatives. And there will be people from up north and from eastern Wisconsin and western Wisconsin and rural and urban. And we're going to have conversations on the airwaves. And you can like them or you can love them. But you better listen. 844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis. How are you doing, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Oh, how are you guys doing?
Excellent, awesome. Sir.
Oh, groovy, groovy. Now, you know, this whole news thing about, you know, Biden tripping, you know, I know Foxy Spews Lies is going to be, you know, totally, you know, exploiting this, you know, but, you know, when I was, you know, my band in high school, when we weren't playing, we were tripping every weekend, you know, and, but that doesn't mean anything. But anyway, I just want to know, do you think that Foxy News is going to be exploiting this? And I'll take your comment off the air.
Yes. Absolutely, man. I mean, if it was Trump tripping, we'd be making fun of Trump. I'm sure Fox News will Trump lead with this.
Come on, Trump had toilet paper on his shoe, didn't he? Walking up there.
He meant to do that.
Trump had his hair blown. I mean, lots of politicians have these kinds of thing. The question is, from a health perspective, when I look at it, and I see anybody old, I mean, you know, my mother's old, I see anybody old tripping, I'm like, ooh, you know, damn. But Joe was all right. So that's good. And we talked about McConnell.
I meant to
earlier.
Do that.
Good. He nailed the landing. But it's always concerning when old people fall. So, you know, I can appreciate that, but to spend any more time on it than, I don't know, McConnell or anything that Trump did. I mean, yeah, he fell, he got up, move along. Yeah, he fell on his bike too, but when's the last time you ever saw Donald Trump riding a bike? Have you ever seen Donald Trump on a bicycle? I mean, without like training wheels.
I could see him like tipping over a golf cart.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Donald's tipped over a few golf carts, and I'm not nearly as heavy as Trump.
Well, I'm not nearly as athletic as I was when I was a young man, you know, getting thrown down on Water Street, doing a somersault or whatever the case may be. Down only a couple of years ago, I went out to Trennan's Farm, which is near Lodi, Wisconsin. Great corn maze, all that kind of stuff. And I went on one of those zip lines, and I just jumped off from like 2 feet, 1 foot first. And I was wearing Doc Martens, like heavy, thick-soled shoes. And I got stuck right in the corner of four hay bales. And basically, I couldn't walk on my right leg for like 2 months. That's all it took, man.
Curdy,
incapacitated by a hay bale.
You may have been a little thinner, but you were never really that athletic, man. I mean, I just got
it was harder to knock me down then, though. I didn't get hurt. I bounced up like a weeblo.
Dexterity is part of the athleticism, right? I mean, dexterity, hand-eye coordination, those things.
Well, define dexterity, because, you know, some guys, like, hand-eye coordination, that's a different thing. Now, I'm not going to tell you I'm the most hand-eye coordinated guy. Yeah, I have an eye dominance issue. But in terms of, like, wrestling in the yard or something, yeah, I'll take my chances with you. I got maybe a weight division or two on you. Yeah. Joe from Madison, come officiate our little scrum. What do you got
for us? Hey, Joe.
I'm loaded for bear when it comes to the, quote, Frank Mobile. Let us be blunt. This is a pathetic thing, a thing that was a name that was designed by a committee of dullards. It's a name that does not speak to our heritage and our history. It is pathetic.
Do you think,
I would bring to the
do you think they focus tested Frank Mobile?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. And that's why it's so wrong. I would bring to the attention of the audience that there were two men that were really central to the idea of the Wienermobile. The first was the brilliant Carl Meyer, the nephew of the owner, who back in 1936, 1938, said, hey, uncle, how about we put a hot dog on wheels? Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that the most, you know, creative, smart, innovative thing that a young man could think of to offer his great ideas to his uncle? And from there comes this brilliant Wienermobile. And then I would add that the second person that we have to think of when we think of Wienermobiles is the brilliant industrial designer, Brooks Stevens, one of the top designers, came up with the design for the Hiawatha rail line, Harley Davidson, Willie Jeep, 60 different cars he was involved in. And in 1958, Brooks Stevens out of Milwaukee came up with the futuristic bubble nose on the top or in the front of the Wienermobile, and he incorporated buns for the very first time. We are losing this by going to a Frank Mobile. So I would say, and I would ask you all to think about, what does a Frank whistle do for you? Nothing. What does a weenie whistle do for you? A wiener whistle? That's got class. That's got class.
Joe, you got class. That's a hell of a...
Well done, Joe.
Wienermobile history lesson we've just been granted.
You're welcome, everyone.
I have been Wienermobile edified.
We have the best audience.
It's stalking me, though. I'm telling you, it's like the black helicopters. Makes me a little nervous. They're coming from my crowd. 844-967-2789. One last segment for Dom Takes Friday Off. But I'll be here, and Ebo will be here, and you'll be here.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 87. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Lows around 59. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mid-80s, Saturday turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, lows level off around 59 tonight, a high of 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 90.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Devils Advocates Radio Show. Last segment for us today. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dom, let's go to the phones. Lots of Wisconsinites. Wisco Paul, I'm seeing double. No, PT. Oh, Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. I hope you have a good three-day weekend there, Dom.
Thank you for sure.
Yeah, I... Joe is just an amazing caller. Brings back memories. When I was in school down in Madison, you could smell Oscar Mayer, at least 10 miles away.
If the wind was blowing wrong, man, it wasn't a good smell, was it, Paul?
No, it was not. And when they had the kill floor going, that was – but you knew you were coming to the north side of Madison for sure. But I'm with her. It's got to always be the Wienermobile because I don't know how many times I've seen that when I was growing up, but everybody used to stop and watch it. You know, it was like an icon or something. It was pretty cool anyway. So, thanks, Joel, for the history lesson. It was so cool to listen to that. And keep calling in, young lady. Thanks, Devils.
Thank you, Wisco Paul. My friend Chris had a little history lesson for me as well. Oscar Mayer, of course, this storied corporation that, I mean, basically was so inherent to, I'm using the wrong vocabulary, but it was, Madison was Oscar Mayer. There was such a connection between this city and that corporation. And they left this town with barely a fight from Wiedek, from Scott Walker, if you'll recall. Scott Walker didn't even make an effort. While he was throwing money at foreign corporations, he didn't even make a shot at trying to retain the Oscar Mayer Corporation. I think Paul Soglin made some overtures as mayor, but the state level, there was nothing, nada, no conversations, if I recall. And my friend Chris, who reminded me of that, said, you know, he would do the Scott Walker butt plug mobile. Remember the Scott Walker butt plug?
I do. Our first and only art
commissioned butt plug,
commissioned art piece. Yes, I mean, artists limited in Florida, of all places.
Addition with the, you know, the Devil's Advocates on the flat part, the part that you would see.
Yes, the if you see the Devil's Advocates logo, you know that means quality.
I've got to say, since we commissioned our friend Fernando down in Florida, I have been so proud and so embarrassed by our juvenile nature in this regard. Well, 844.
Yeah, you seem to be getting along all right, man.
844-967-2789. Yeah, but on the inside, I'm embarrassed.
On the inside, I'm dying.
John from Deerfield, how you doing, man? Go Demons.
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys?
Hey, you know, in 1984, Deerfield was the state runner-up in football.
Well, who was the championship?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Florence.
Yes.
It's all right, now you go.
Great place to live. Well, I was just going to say that I think we got wiener-snickled, the whole situation with Oscar Mayer. No bun intended, though.
Ah, nice.
John, they still got a pickle barrel in Deerfield? Hopman still got his restaurant, yes, like the pizza joint in town?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They still got all their famous bars and restaurant, the pickle bar. Yep, definitely.
They don't chop up hot dogs and throw them on that thing, do they? Franks, as they're now called, apparently.
Yes, 100%. All beef Franks, because God only knows what was in them before.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for listening, John. Shout out to Deerfield. I lived there for a couple of years. I ate at the Pickle Barrel. Damn good hot, I was going to say hot dogs. Pizza. Skip the hot dogs. Go for the pizza. 844-967-2789. Dick out in the garage somewhere. Dick, who are you talking to? Talk to us.
Come on.
Oh, hey, guys. First of all, the whole Wienermobile thing is just, it's crazy when you think about it. I mean, it goes back to the 30s, but I got a story about it. I had a carpet and furniture cleaning and janitorial business in the 90s, and my ex did all the booking, and she, this time of year, took on a call that said, hey, we've got a really big conversion van that needs cleaning inside. And my first thought was like, I just went off. I said, Kurt, are you crazy? This is going to be, you know, the type of things that go on in those vehicles.
All right, man. Don't bring the black light. Party. Bring the bleach.
And guess what showed up?
The Wienermobile.
It was absolutely classic. It showed up at the shop down on Stewart Street off Fish Hatchery Road. And, I mean, I'm like, really? And the kids that drove it, they were college kids. And you really go through some stuff to even drive that thing and travel in it.
Yeah, they put you through the rigors. It's like being in the Navy SEALs of Wienermobile driving.
Yes, but it was, I was like mortified. I'm thinking, oh, good, a conversion van at the time of prom and everything, and it's going to be vomit and you God knows what.
You don't think anybody ever had a prom night experience in that Wienermobile, Dick?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, it is the Wienermobile after all.
I've got pictures of my oldest daughter sitting on the fender of it.
We're going to leave it at that, Dick. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
I got for you guys. One of the original designers of the Wienermobile was actually by Mr. Cootie. He used to live in Middleton.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Interesting fact. And he had quite the battleship collection.
Like real battleships? Like, you sunk my battleship?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were like 16 feet long, but they were real battleships that were like 16 feet long.
Bill, I got to ask you. You're not the guy driving around in the Wienermobile stalking me, are you?
I am not driving around in the Wienermobile stalking.
Well, but keep on listening, Bill. We're going to try to sneak one more call in. PT, last word is yours. What do you got for us?
Hey, PT.
So, guys, what's your beef? Let me be frank with you, okay? the name of this mobile is the 100% Beef Frank Mobile. That's the true name, all right? And I just wanted to tell you that. So.
Mama called it a Wienermobile. I'll forevermore call it the Wienermobile.
Embrace the new. Welcome, Frank.
The Wienermobile is the new black helicopter. Stick around. Raised in the Wisco with our friend Joel Clayfish. And Native Roots Radio between here and there. Rick Smith at 8. Keep it locked. Civic Media. See you on the radio tomorrow. Not you so much, Tom.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm a-